Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. BFFT. Live from the home studios presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
I was a kid. I used to play football in the backyard, and I would throw the Nerf football up, and like every kid in America, I would pretend, hey, this is the Super Bowl. All the chips are on the line. I wonder if Mike Remmers did that as a kid, because here he is as an adult playing in another Super Bowl. No scholarship offers when he left Jesuit High School in Portland, walked on at Oregon State, became a really good college player, undrafted in the NFL, fought his way onto the practice squad and then onto the active roster and then into a Super Bowl and now another Super Bowl. Great story. Mike Remmers joining us now from Tampa, Florida. How are you, man? What's the mood there?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, everyone's just super fired up and ready to go, man. Can't wait.
Did you, as a kid, pretend to be in the Super Bowl? Like, were you playing football in the front yard or in the park down the street?
Oh, yeah. We played some football in the backyard, especially when it snowed out. You know, that was always the best time to go out and play two-hand touch or tackle, whatever we were doing. But, yeah, a lot of football games were played in the backyard for sure.
How are you, like, you know, you're moving over to the left tackle spot. You'll have the blind side of Patrick Mahomes. You have some extra prep there, and you've played all over the offensive line in your career. But how does that feel to you in this game, and how prepared do you feel personally?
Oh, yeah, no, I feel fantastic, and I can't wait. I'm so excited. Obviously, Tampa's got a very good defensive line, so it's going to be a great challenge for us up front, but we've been having some really crisp, clean practices and working on all of our techniques and getting all the details ironed out and feeling very confident going to the game. Playing a different position, but Coach Andy Reid does a great job of throughout the season just rotating guys into different positions in case of injuries, because it's an unfortunate part of the game, but it happens. So you got to be able to adjust when needed. And so I feel like I've gotten a lot of practice at it throughout the season, and I'm just super excited.
Mike Remmers, Kansas City Chiefs left tackle in the Super Bowl, is joining us from Tampa, Florida. Let's go back to, like, you know, I was talking about your career. You leave Jesuit High School, you're a tall, skinny kid, you walk on at Oregon State, you go undrafted. There had to have been times in your life, Mike, where you went, you know, I'm going to have to do something other than football. What kept you going at those times?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's been numerous times where I was like, well, that's it. It's, you know, but it was never something where, like, growing up, like in high school or in college, I was never like, I'm going to be playing in the NFL. Like, yeah, that was always like a goal or a dream, but like, I never, you know, fully was like, this has to happen. This is going to happen. So I just been trying to just ride the wave, man. And just try to take advantage of all the opportunities that I've been given, the few opportunities I've been given, you know, whenever I get it, just trying to make the most of it, and just grinding every day, and just always trying to improve technique and everything like that. And, you know, just trying to stay in the moment and just take it day by day. But, yeah, I remember when my rookie year, when I got released by Denver, the first round of cuts in preseason, and I was sent home, and I was like, "Well, that was fun. That was a good little opportunity there. Now it's time for the real life, and let's see what, you know, the next step is." And a couple weeks later, I was actually going to Tampa to be on the Buccaneers practice squad. So just continued on from there, and a lot of different steps along the way, though.
Yeah, Denver, Tampa Bay, the San Diego Chargers, Minnesota, the Rams, the Panthers, then back to the Vikings, the Giants, and the Chiefs. Nine different stops, man. That's a lot of suitcases and a lot of moves.
Yeah, no, and I'm honestly, like, my wife, she's been amazing. Like, this is not an easy thing to do for a family, just to pick up and move. We absolutely hate moving. I hate packing. I hate everything about it. You know, it sucks. But, you know, right now we kind of have been packing some stuff up to come home to Portland after the Super Bowl. So looking forward to that move. But, you know, she's been amazing and very supportive throughout the years, because it's very difficult to ask, you know, someone to tag along with you so you go out there and live your dream.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've talked about your wife, Kelly Remmers, for people who know her in the Portland area. We've talked about your wife. I remember when you had a dog, and then all of a sudden you were having a kid, and then you bought your childhood home. Like, this is unfolding in a way that's, like, really cool. Did you move into the childhood home, or did you just buy it, and now you're planning eventually to move into it?
Yeah, we're moved into it. Moved in a couple years ago, so we've you know, just been settling into it more and more, and I daydream about it all the time. I mean, I love being home. I love being in the Portland, Beaverton area. And, that's one thing that throughout the years of living in all these different cities, as I learned to appreciate the city of Portland and Beaverton, and it's always going to be home base for my family and I, and always looking forward to the off season.
Now, Oregon State today announced that they are rebuilding the west side of Research Stadium, $153 million. Everybody's really excited about it. How does that strike you as a guy who played in that stadium?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's super exciting. You know, whenever you're expanding and change is always good. But I will say, when that side's gone, it'll be kind of sad, because I just remember being younger, and the old side was the west side was the new awesome cool side, and now that's like that's the bad side now. So it's I'll be kind of sad when that's completely gone, but yeah, I remember going up there watching games, and Reeser will always have a special place in my heart for sure.
You were a preferred walk-on when you went to Oregon State. What advice would you give to the preferred walk-ons who didn't get a scholarship but committed yesterday to maybe Oregon State or another school? What advice do you give those kids?
Yeah, it's just to continue to grow. Like I was saying earlier, it's just take it one day at a time, and just try to continue to improve in any category. Just, being, better technique, knowing what your assignment is, understanding the offense better, just continue to grow and learn from the older guys. Watch the veterans around you and see how they are. Learn from them, learn the studies, learn how to, take notes. I think that on each team, there's always guys on the team, the veteran guys that are, everyone kind of looks up to, and a lot of good role models on those team. And I would definitely try to take full advantage of that. And, if there's a starter there that maybe is the guy in front of you, well, what's he doing? What's he doing? Why is he better than me? What can I do to be able to beat him out eventually? So just trying to learn from the people around you and from your coaches. Just take it one day at a time and enjoy the process.
You've been in the Super Bowl before, Super Bowl 50. I know you came out of that game and you said you didn't feel like you played your best game. How different a player are you now than then?
Oh, yeah. That was 5 years ago. And I look at last year's tape, and I, from New York, and I feel like I've improved from them that year also. So I feel like it's just something where I've just continued to develop my skills throughout the years, and not just skills, but like having experience. That's something that's, you can't teach that. You have to just go through it, and you got to learn from it. So I feel like each year I've just developed into a better and better player. But that year, obviously wasn't the way we wanted to end it, but I was really proud of the team, and I love that year. I wish we could end it with a win, but that's just the way it is sometimes.
I kind of got pissed off this week when the guy lining up across from you, I can't remember his name, Buccaneers defensive end, but he said he didn't know your name, and I was like, come on, like, well, that's a game. Like, if I'm Mike Rammer, that's exactly what you want to hear, though, isn't it? Like, you just kind of file that away, take the high road, and at the end of the game, you ask him, you remember my name now? How'd you react to that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we'll see. You know, I feel like, you know, I've had so many people ask me, what do you think of that? And it's just like, it makes no difference in my mind. If the guy knows my name or not, it makes no difference to me. We got the Super Bowl on the line here, and I'm going to go out and do my best and give it my all, and hopefully come out victorious in the end of it. But, you know, I don't really care what he thinks about anything. So that's just way my mindset is to it. And, you know, there's a lot of people throughout my career that didn't know my name, and you know, I'm still playing. So,
Mike Remmers, Kansas City Chiefs, is with us. What's Patrick Mahomes like as a teammate? And you've seen him, you know, we watch him and we see just a sensational player, but you see him away from the field. What is he like?
Oh, he's awesome. He's awesome. I don't think there's anyone in this world that likes sports more than this guy. I mean, it doesn't matter what's on. It's just hockey, baseball, basketball, football, whatever's on, he's talking about it the next day. Oh, did you see the game yesterday? You know, so like, you know, sports is just such a huge part of his life. And he's a heck of a team, man. I mean, he just leads by example every day. You can tell how much this game means to him by how much time and effort he puts in. And he's a perfectionist on the field. He's constantly trying to improve and trying to help out, you know, wide receivers or tight ends, whatever, like just trying to help everyone out. And he knows the offense inside and out, and he knows defenses inside and out. He sees things that I've no idea how he figured it out, but I don't know. He's a magician out there, but you know, he's the best. He's been a great teammate, and I feel very fortunate to be blocking for him.
Let me ask you, because you know, I had mentioned, you know, you're going to the Super Bowl. In a normal Super Bowl week, you guys would have been on the scene much earlier because of COVID and wanting to keep you guys safe. Are you guys not traveling there until tomorrow, or when are you there already?
Yeah, no, I'm actually in Kansas City right now. We go down to, so it kind of depends, because I guess like if the Packers were in it, they were going to go down Friday. The way our team's handling is we're going down Saturday, just like a normal road game. So it's actually kind of nice. The Super Bowl is just one big distraction. Everything involved in it, there's so much bells and whistles, but when it comes down to it, we're just playing a football game. And it's been kind of nice. I think most football players are kind of creatures of habit, so it's nice to be able to be in our own facility here and just do our normal thing like a normal road game.
Now, I have a source who tells me that you have a relative or family member who's in The Mandalorian. Who's in The Mandalorian?
Oh, yeah. Bo-Katan, come on, the character. You know, Katie Sackhoff, yeah, so she's she's in there. So it's pretty awesome. I don't know if I'm hoping your viewers are following The Mandalorian, because that's one of my favorite shows. But yeah, she's in it, and she kicks a lot of butt in it.
You're kind of a Star Wars nerd, aren't you?
Oh yeah, I love Star Wars. Yeah, always enjoy some Star Wars.
Now, I think we talked about this before, but I saw like the original Star Wars in the movie theater, and I call that like, you know, the original Star Wars was, to me, it's the best one. What's the best one in your mind?
Yeah, I could see that, you know, because the New Hope, just the first one is the first one, you know. If it wasn't for that, you wouldn't have all the sequels and everything. But if I just had to grade them, Empire Strikes Back is absolutely the best. The opening, you know, Hoth battle scene in the snow, I mean, that's just one of the greatest things ever with the AT-ATs and everything. It's just always exciting to watch that one.
All right, Remmers, I know you got a lot of fans here in the state of Oregon, and the show broadcasts across the state, so a lot of people out there giving you a high five or fist bump today. Go do you. I think it's been fun to watch you. I mean, I think it was a Monday night game when you got activated and you were getting your first start, and you know, you got so many people excited, and then a Super Bowl, and now another one. No telling where this is taking you, but I appreciate you making time for us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and I'm hoping to be on more in the future, because I feel like there's always good things happening whenever I'm talking to you. So hopefully we can do this again here soon, all right?
Let's do it. We'll talk to you after the win. Mike Remmers, Kansas City Chiefs offensive lineman. He's in the Super Bowl, number 75 in your program. You'll see him on the offensive line. You can tell people as you watch the game in your living room, hey, I heard Remmers on the radio the other night, good guy, but he's got Patrick Mahomes' blind side. And I think it's really interesting. Like, look, total gamesmanship from Jason Pierre-Paul, who is lining up against him, saying, I don't know, I didn't even know that guy's name. disrespecting him. I thought it was a bad play by Jason Pierre-Paul because I don't think he knows Mike Remmers. Mike Remmers, who has been in this league and, you know, started like 92 games, played in a Super Bowl already, been around, a guy who has got no scholarship offers and he goes undrafted and fights his way into the league, is not going to be bothered by the fact that the guy lining up against him, who, by the way, is not Von Miller, is disrespecting him. I think it's a bad play, but keep an eye on that matchup. 75 at left tackle against Jason Pierre-Paul, who is number 90 in your program for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And let's see what Mike Remmers and Patrick Mahomes due to the Tampa Bay defense. Leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth statewide. Show's got an Oregon State flair to it, doesn't it, today? F. King Alexander on the show, the president at Oregon State. A lot of people noting, I had a couple of friends who texted me and said, I noticed that you don't call him King Alexander or Dr. Alexander. You call him F. King Alexander. Maybe I'm just daring myself to screw that up. I also don't like calling people a doctor unless they're a medical doctor. Is that bad? Think of your doctor of education or your doctor of something else. You're not an MD. Like when I say doctor, I want to know, is there a doctor in the house? Is that somebody who could actually save my life right now? You know? Oh, no, I'm a doctor of philosophy. Oh, no, never mind. Big Oregon State show. Mike Remmers on the show later. The Schwartz will be joining us, former intern on this show, who rose to production assistant, who then became the digital reporter for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll join her in Tampa coming up at 2 o'clock. Let's go to the phone lines. Mark's in Beaverton wants to join the conversation. What's up, Mark?
Hey, John. You know, I am an OSU alum, and I'm so proud to be one because, like you said, it's you know, OSU day. And I hope you're prepared to answer Duck fan who's going to be butthurt, you know, with all the love. And they're going to go, like, well, when do we get our day? So, you know, and if it's okay with you, I want to pepper you with a few questions a la Uncle
sure.
Buck. And you can answer. I'll throw them all at you and you can answer them. So, first of all, congrats on being number 20 midday show in the country. You deserve it. Do you listen to other midday shows for comparison? Second question, who would be a good replacement for OSU's running backs coach? Third question, will you get Darwin Barney on the show?
Okay.
I'm hoping there's going to be a time-lapse camera of the West End construction at OSU because I got a kick out of watching the East End years ago. And that's
okay.
It.
All right. Can you just pepper me and let me answer them so I don't have to write them down?
Got him. Yeah.
Go to their first question. Pepper me. Let's go fast moving. Go.
Okay. Do you listen to other midday shows?
No, I don't want anybody else's opinions or style in my head. I try not to. Sometimes if I'm on the road and I get in a rental car and I'm headed to a game, I'll listen to a pregame show. But I don't want to hear how other people are doing it because I don't want to do it like other people. There's so much copycatting that goes on out there. Let them copy me. Next question.
Exactly. Okay. Running back coach, who's a good replacement?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting because I'm not with the faction of people who are upset about this because I was wondering when Oregon State was going to lose an assistant coach. Oregon loses them all the time. Oregon just rebuilds. Look at an opportunity. Hey, offensive coordinator gone. Let's go out and get Joe Moorhead. Defense coordinator gone. All right, we'll go get Tim DeRuiter. They look at it as an opportunity. I think you need fresh ideas on a coaching staff. So I was a little, like, on one hand, I understand Jonathan Smith wants to keep his staff together. He wants retention. But on the other hand, I don't mind if you get cherry-picked now and then. And the Chicago Bears saying, hey, we need your running back coach. Not a bad thing. Jonathan Smith will know what to do. I'd only be guessing. Go.
Okay, will you get Darwin Barney on the show?
Yeah, we've had him before. We can get him again. What do we want to talk about? Talk to him about?
Oh, I just found out just a few weeks ago that he is one of the coaches on the baseball team. And he went to the same high school as my stepson. So he's kind of like, okay. He's my first hero. So yeah. I think it'd be
All
great.
Right. We'll get him on. We'll get him on. Self-made. Okay. I love he's grinder. Self-made kid. Next question. Go.
Exactly. Last one. So you may not know the answer. Time-lapse camera for the construction, and that's it.
If they're smart, they'll do it. I appreciate you, Mark. If they're smart, they'll do it. Because what you've got is, right now you got enthusiasm, right? Oregon State fan Mark in Beaverton, excited, calls into the show. You got the president and the AD on today's show. You got a big boost today, but you know, you'll be top of news cycle today if you're Oregon State because you trotted out a big announcement about your stadium. But you've got to sustain the momentum. And I think, like, if I was Oregon State, I wouldn't have put Scott Barnes and F. King Alexander on the show today together. I would have staggered them. I would have had Barnes today, maybe F. King Alexander tomorrow. So you could have got 2 days out of that, you know, but I'm sure they have their reasons for doing that. I also think things like time-lapse cameras in stadiums, not for me, but I think there's a lot of people who are going to sit in that stadium who would like to, in their spare time, dabble and refresh their browser and get a look at what Research Stadium's going to look like. But as far as the comment about Duck fans, though, I kind of felt like most Duck fans today, like the Ducks do this stuff in their sleep. Matthew Knight Arena, you know, baseball field, softball field, Autzen Stadium. They put, you know, the Ducks do this stuff, but and they don't announce it. That's kind of the funny thing about Oregon. They just kind of move forward and they go, we got a private donation, we're moving forward. And then Phil Knight's name is on it, or Penny Knight and Phil Knight's son's name's on it. So, you know, I don't think the Oregon fan begrudges Oregon State today. Like, the real Oregon fan who's rational and grounded, I don't think begrudges them. I think they kind of go, all right, you know, Oregon State's got their stuff together. Phil's in Eugene, listening on Fox Sports Eugene. Phil, go ahead.
Hey, John, you took a little of my thunder there. I'm a Duck alum, lived in Eugene for my entire life, and no, it's awesome to see them make that step. It's much needed. And secondly, I've traveled to the western seven states for several years, and it's amazing. I listen to the afternoon drive talk because that's what I'm doing, the freeway time. And, man, you're better than number 20, my man. You're way better. So
I appreciate
you a lot.
Thanks for that. Look, here's the bottom line. Like, people put out these rankings, and, you know, you're never as good or as bad as anybody says you are. But if they want to include us as one of the top 20 midday shows in America, awesome. And they did that. They ranked us. That's cool. But if they had overlooked us, a lot like Mike Remmers, I would have said, it doesn't really matter. We're still doing the same show that we're doing. Here's where, like, I was talking to Anna about this yesterday after the show. And, you know, we could drive telephone calls all day on this show and the phone lines would light up and a lot of people.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.